Welcome to another show. Every time I do that, I scare Tino because there's a lot of energy in the song. The music has a lot of energy in it, and I'm scaring some of the officers here. So normally when I have the show, I try to have at least one civilian to make it even with me. Oh, I do. I got Dean. That's right. Dean, you're going to join us today, right?
Hello, hello.
All right, good. Yeah, Dean, my producer, definitely going to join us today. We're joined by three officers of Little Rock's finest, Little Rock Police Department. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. The one and only.
Officer Jonathan Tolentino.
And.
Officer Katina Hadley.
And Officer Antonio Metcalf.
Do we call you Antonio or can we call you?
Call me Tone.
Tone.
Tone, okay.
That's what I'm used to. All right, today we're going to talk about a little bit about recruiting and being a police officer in this day and time. First of all, let me start there. How hard is it with all the national attention to be a police officer and to recruit people to want to be a police officer during times like this?
So it has been a little difficult. And
get closer to the mic.
Oh, yeah, put it down.
So there it has been.
Just hold it up. There you go.
So it has been a little difficult in recruiting with the times because people look at everything on the news and they're watching videos and they're looking like, well, that's too much work to get paid for and not get any rewards from it. But I tell people, I mean, it's a fun and exciting career. It is a career and not a job. So you just got to, you know, have the will to want to help people and also arrest bad people. As simple as that. But it's a fun job. You get to, you know, you get permanent shifts or whatnot. You get set days off, except for sometimes. And, I mean, your time is not spent sitting in the office, so your time goes past a lot faster than a normal eight-hour day. And you only work a straight eight is what it is. It's not like an hour off for lunch. So you're not working like a 9 to 5, which is a nine-hour day instead of an eight-hour day. But, I mean, I just tell them it's fun. I mean, you get to ride by yourself, listen to music, stop and talk to people, you know.
Officer Hadley, big challenge?
When you have a passion for it, it's not challenging at all. Like he said, the time does go by fast. Before you know it, you look up and it's been 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20. It literally goes by that fast, especially, like I said, when you love what you do and you have a passion for it. That's why recruiting is so easy because we actually love what we do. And it is fun, and you get to step into different homes and just see different people from all walks of life. And, yeah, it's challenging, but at the same time, it is rewarding.
I was going to talk about that, Officer Tolentino. You went through training. You know what it's like. Talk about the expectations of being a police officer before and then your time at the academy.
When I tell you, before I became an officer –
So you always wanted to be a police officer?
No, I did not, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I did not, but before I did, you know, it's what I thought police did, it's not what to the full extent of what we actually do.
Right.
You know, I always thought for some reason, I don't know why, but I always thought that officers responded to every call with lights and sirens on. Because I just assumed because they're calling 911, it's an emergency, we got to go, lights and sirens every time.
Right.
Once I graduated and started working here, I realized that maybe 9 out of 10, like one out of all 10 calls you take for the day, you're running lights and sirens code.
Right.
Because it's, you know, most of these calls are not, I have to be there at this instant immediately, you know. But like I said, it's, you know, the job itself, it's like both like Officer Tone and Officer Hadley said, it's very rewarding. It's, you know, and I think Officer Hadley hit it on the head was, if you have a passion for it, you know, it's not a job.
Well, if you have a passion, you still want to get paid. So, Tone, that's also a big thing for Little Rock Police Department too, right? You got bonuses, you get overtime opportunities, you got a salary that's definitely more than just a job. It's definitely a career.
Yes. So I can go back to when I first started. The rate of pay, a yearly salary was $24,996.
When you started?
When I started here at the department.
And when
was
that?
When was that?
I'm just saying. It was a while ago.
Right.
But as you see, the the more that comes along, then of course time and money and everything goes up. So now, you know, they're making $50,000 a year. That's a great salary, especially for like
starters.
People starting out.
21 years old.
21 years old making $50,000, and you get to drive a new police car, and you get to meet people, talk to people, help people. I mean, you get to drive fast every now and then. It's great.
$10,000 sign-on bonus. How does that work, Officer Hadley? So, the $10,000 or either one of you guys?
It's upon academy graduation.
Mm-hmm. So you get? Do you get it when you? Do you get so much when you start? So much when you graduate? Does it work like that, or when you graduate, you get the whole shebang?
If I'm not mistaken, Officer Metcalf, is it upon graduation?
So
right?
Yeah, upon graduation, you will be taxed because you know they have to pay taxes on anything that you receive in as a payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that $10,000 will be taxed. So it winds up being like $7,000, I think, something like that in that neighborhood. But that's a great bonus because I hadn't got a bonus like that yet.
As soon as you graduate,
right.
We get this first check.
It's like, so normally it normally happens the week of graduation.
Really?
So you may get that check before you even got your real check.
Mm.
You know, depends on how graduation falls at.
Right.
But so, yeah, because like a couple classes ago, they got their check on that Wednesday before graduation.
Wow.
And I was trying to borrow some money, you know.
So with this bonus, and like you say, you know, sometimes you get it even before you get your first check like that. Are there stipulations with it, or is it just like, hey, here's your money, go about your day?
So, yes, there are some stipulations with it. So you have to sign a form that says that if you leave prior to you completing 2 years here, that you will have to pay it back. But it'll be prorated. So if you leave after a year, then you only got to pay half
so
of
much.
That back.
Right.
And if you leave before your 1 year, then you got to pay it all back.
Right. Okay.
Right. Right. So Tino, did you get a bonus?
I did not actually. If I recall correctly, I think it was the class after mine when they started giving out these bonuses, man.
Wow. Yeah. So basically, as officers who didn't get a chance to get the bonus, is it
any retroactivity there that we can kind of go back
quit and
some?
Then just sign up again?
yeah, you got to go back and just do some off duty and make up that money throughout the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gotcha. All right, okay. So, Officer Hadley, now we do know it's a challenge, and like with any career, you got benefits, but how difficult is it when you're talking to a 21-year-old about your job as a police officer when I hear so much about police and the mentality of police? How difficult is it for you to sit across from someone and say, listen, despite what you've seen,
right,
let me tell you what we have to offer?
Well, and it all comes with character. You have to have the character and the heart to do this job. And even though those things are on the news, even though, you know, there's things spread on social media about law enforcement, negative things, when you, like I said, it goes back to when you truly love what you can do. I can sit across the table from a 21-year-old, look them in the eye, or her in the eye, or them in the eye, and tell them that this is what I do. I love what I do. You can help people. You can make it into whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. There's several different divisions within the Little Rock Police Department. So there's somewhere for anybody.
So that's a little bit about recruiting. I want to talk a little bit about the academy and training, some of the things you learn, some of the things you do, because, listen, I knew some guys that grew up with me. They were police officers. When we were kids, I didn't think they were police officers. So I'm just talking about the training gave them some confidence to be able to handle certain situations. So I want to talk about a little bit about that. Tone, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
So
the training.
So with training, you know, you go through a lot of different.
Was
classes.
It 6 months?
Yes, it's 24 weeks.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, weekends off, which is probably be the only time you have that for a long time.
You get to go home every day.
So, yeah, and you get to go home every day, and that's one of the benefits about being at Little Rock Police Academy. Because you do get to go home every day. Mm-hmm. If you go to a LETA, which is a state-run academy, and you go to state police, you're going to be staying there Monday through Friday, and you may get to go home on the weekends, maybe.
Right.
So, but the training, man, like, I mean, of course, you have you got to do your fit test, so you got to be working out. So if anybody's listening and they want to get into the police work, you need to start working out now.
What's the fit test? Because let me tell you something. I can do anything but run a mile. I don't want to run a mile if I don't have to.
So the fit test is the old military's Cooper standards. So you're going to run a mile and a half. You want to do a max bench press. You'll do a shuttle run or agility run, as you want to call it. A 300-meter run, as many push-ups you can do in a minute, many sit-ups that you can do in a minute. And then you do a vertical jump, and then you'll have the mile and a half run. So
I have to have a time to finish the mile and a half?
So a good time to finish in, or the average time, is like 16 minutes and I think 43
for
seconds.
A mile and a half?
Is the average time. now, we have runners and we have non-runners. So if you're not running now, you need to start running. You haven't done any push-ups, you start doing push-ups. You hadn't done sit-ups, you start doing sit-ups. Those are the most things that you will do in academy is push-ups, sit-ups, and run.
Is this the same test that's done when you first apply for the academy?
No. So to apply for the academy, we have what we call the PEAK test, which is a physical agility and endurance, a physical endurance and agility test. And that test is a lot easier. It's only a 200 yards. So what happens is you're seated in a police vehicle with a 10-pound weighted vest on and with your seatbelts on. So we'll ask you, are you ready? You say yes. So your time doesn't start until you open the car door. So we tell them, take your seatbelt off, because seatbelt's made to keep you in the car. And we have people that don't listen and try to get out the car, and they time is running because their door's open.
Because they went inside.
Right. And then so after that, you know, you get out of the car, you cross a little bridge, you go in between these poles, turn right. You'll jump over a 4-foot chain link fence, hop over it. You run to your next obstacle, which will be a 5-foot wooden privacy fence that has a wooden beam on it that you must use.
All this with a 10-pound weight on.
Yeah, that's nothing.
What's up? I'm just asking.
I mean, 10 pounds. Our duty belt weighs 15 pounds. Then we have our vest on and all that stuff. That's even more heavy boots. Here, you know, you and your regular athletic gear, so you're lighter already.
Mm. I was just curious, how does it work for men and women? Is it the same or?
There's no time difference. So, you know, we try to be equal opportunity, and want to make sure everyone is treated fairly. So there is no male or female. It's police recruit officer in the making.
So everybody does the same thing.
Everybody does the same thing.
Wow. Some of the other things you learn in the academy, you learn.
So you learn defensive tactics, of course. You learn how to, well, you pepper spray, which is not a learned. It's more of a punishment to me. But
yeah, and see, Officer Tolentino is trying to get me to do that.
It's cool though, man. I mean, the best time to get pepper sprayed is when you have a real bad cold, your sinuses are clogged up. You get pepper sprayed, then guess what? It's over.
After the show, it
will clear everything.
After the show, I'm going to get with y'all so we can sign up, Mark, to get pepper spray.
That sounds good. There's plenty of videos.
Maybe we should do it on camera.
That sounds even better.
No, that's not going to happen.
So,
what else?
And also, I mean, so with training, you know, you have a lot of law, because it's hard to do this job if you don't know the law and understand the law. Then you have driving school, which is very fun. I'm an instructor for EVOC.
I've done that driving school.
Well, you didn't do that.
I didn't do that one, but I've done
you did
a
the
modified
civilian,
modified
watered down
version.
We have a track that we use that the state police have, and that's the state track now. Mm-hmm. So everybody that goes through EVOC goes to state police, whether you're in Camden or up in the northern part of the state of Pocahontas, wherever. Then. Ooh, you got so much.
Well, let me let Officer Hadley get a little of that action.
Are y'all fine?
No. got to get from your perspective, you know, what training was like for you as a female.
As a female, it
it's got to be grueling.
I wouldn't say grueling, but it was intensive, because it was something that I had never experienced before. coming out of like doing retail and customer service. However, growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a police officer. I'm not just saying that. I really wanted to be. I would watch Cops in amazement, and it was just amazing to me. But going through the academy as a female, I really, really, really enjoyed it. They taught me a lot of things that I wouldn't have known, you know, just as a regular civilian. So it was interesting, and it was intense. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did it.
6 months. Long Six time. Months. Oh. You got a lot to teach.
Mine was only 20 weeks. But once again.
Well, that's why you got 24/7/66.
That, yeah,
that was back in 1863. So.
Hey, we just moved to motorized vehicles at that time.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today. I wanted to talk a little bit about recruiting. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, salary and what expectations were. And I think you guys hit that on the nail. Here's what you don't know for those of you out there listening. And by the way, if you want to submit a question, you can do that. LRPDsworn identity.com. You can email us at gmail.com. Yeah, that is. See, I got it, you know. Here's a little bit of information you didn't know. See all this running around. You guys worried about police officer this. When it's raining, they cannot carry umbrellas. Did not know that. There you go. So, you know,
Officer Hatley, could you give me a good contact number or where I can reach a little recruiter or if I decide to apply for this job, where I can go?
Absolutely. So you can visit buildabetterblue.org or you can call us 501-918-4300.
We definitely put out plenty of social media. Make sure you follow us on social media. It's Little Rock Police Department on Facebook. That's definitely where we can get all the good information, and we will appreciate any feedback you give us. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time.